Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. This time we look at the 2012 American opera Sister Carrie, based on Theodore Dreiser's novel of the same name. That novel was published in 1900. Robert Aldridge composed the music in this opera, with Herschel Garfein providing the libretto. Here's a bit more of that opening music from the opera, simply called Carrie Arrives in Chicago, 1900. Robert Livingston Aldridge has written over 60 works for orchestra, opera, music theater, dance, string quartet, solo, and chamber ensembles, and his music is performed all over the world. His opera, Elmer Gantry, also co-written with librettist Herschel Garfein, won 2 Grammy Awards. Opera News ranked the Naxos recording of Elmer Gantry number 1 in the best opera recordings for the year 2011. When not writing music or accepting Grammy Awards, Robert Aldridge is the director of music at the Mason Gross School of the Arts at Rutgers University in New Jersey. In this next music by Robert Aldridge, Carrie gets to know Charlie Douay, a young traveling salesman who would become one of her first lovers.
Chicago, but I fear that I brought grief to one of its daughters.
No, I'm not from here.
Then where?
Columbia City.
Columbia City. Columbia City. Why, that's a lovely town for sure, yes. I'm often there for my firm, say. Are you stopping in Chicago for some time?
I'm leaving with my sister till I find my own way. But certainly, I intend to stay.
Now take off your glove and slap me. Take your pretty glove off and slap me. Just slap me.
Theodore Dreiser's Sister Carrie was published in 1900. It's one of the first American novels about social status, how it's bestowed, how it must be maintained, and how it can be withdrawn. The protagonist in this story is a young person who turns her back on where she came from and continually looks for ever higher standing in the world. The United States of the 1890s was a boom time for American industry and for American cities. At the same time, women's social status was almost entirely dependent on men. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics for 1900, only 18.8% of women over the age of 16 were gainfully employed, and of these, fully 50% were employed in farm or domestic work. For the vast majority of women, marriage and motherhood were the only life options. The reality was that women could only achieve status stability or status advancement through men. This is the world that Dreiser depicts in Sister Carrie. In this next song, Carrie looks at her new apartment, rented for her by her lover, and sings, "Everything is paid for, must be paid for. It isn't sentimental or judgmental. It's simply the way things were. Herschel Garfein is a Grammy Award-winning composer, writer, and stage director. Garfein won the 2012 Grammy Award for Best Contemporary Classical Composition for his libretto for Elmer Gantry. Like Sister Carrie, Elmer Gantry was also a collaboration with composer Robert Aldrich, and the same artists that are featured on this album, the Florentine Opera of Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, and conductor William Boggs. In this next scene, Carrie sings about having her first audition as she reinvents herself as a stage star.
Thank you.
Carey's social climb is set against a backdrop of strikes by industrial workers who are striking for decent treatment and the most basic of rights. Both worlds meet in the brilliant song, "If You Have Any Feeling, Hide It Like a Treasure." In this song, the worlds and words of Carey, the strikers, and the replacement workers collide in both music and in the words. Milwaukee's Florentine Opera Company is Wisconsin's oldest professional performing arts organization. It was founded in 1933, at which time the group was called the Italian Opera Chorus. In 1942, they became the Florentine Opera Chorus, in quotation marks, to honor the birthplace of opera as we know it. By this time, the chorus had grown to a group of over 100 members. Over the past decade, the Florentine Opera has presented several new American operas, including, in 2009, Robert Aldrich and Herschel Garfein's Elmer Gantry, and in 2016, the Florentine presented a world premiere and professional recording of Sister Carey, the music you're hearing in this podcast. You have been listening to music from the opera Sister Carrie, composed by Robert Aldrich, with a libretto by Herschel Garfein. Both gentlemen are Grammy winners from their previous collaboration. It's a new Naxos recording featuring the Florentine Opera, Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra, and an impressive roster of soloists, all under the direction of William Boggs. Naxos catalog number 8.669039-40. Sister Carrie is an unflinching look at social mobility and the ways people deal with the society around them to get ahead. At the end of this opera, neither the composer nor the librettist sugarcoat anything. George Hurstwood, now broke and separated from Carrie, runs into her with another man, returns to his flophouse, and turns on the gas. As he dies, he thinks of Carrie. And as he is dying, she is on stage performing in her new show, singing the song, Why I'm Single, accompanied by a chorus of elegant society women. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.